BLM, Cheatgrass, and Science. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. According to KIVITV.com, the Bureau of Land Management has begun an experimental targeted grazing project aimed at reducing the risk of fires, while still maintaining rehab efforts within the Soda Fire Zone, roughly from the towns of Marsing to Murphy. Participating local ranchers will be grazing livestock along 36 miles of Owyhee Front roadways from now through June. The effort is part of the larger Soda Fuel Breaks project designed to reduce fuels, specifically annual grasses such as cheatgrass, according to a BLM news release. But there may be a flaw in the thought process. Here's researcher Michael Reisner from Augustana College in Oregon.
What we looked at is cheatgrass dominance in terms of percent cover at a site, and we found, contrary to the hypothesis that it would reduce cheatgrass when you had really heavy levels of cattle grazing, we found no evidence to suggest that. To the contrary, we found it actually increased the dominance of cheatgrass. Cheatgrass has a lot of adaptations to grazing. It's relatively fast growing. It senesces early. When it is defoliated, it will rapidly respond to that by sending up another tiller and producing a seed. So it's very difficult to really knock it back because of that.
BLM has posted road signs in the project area to inform recreational users and the public about this project.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.